and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. They can reach a deal. That from Secretary of State Antony Blinken about a ceasefire and hostage release agreement in the Israel-Hamas war.
As I said to the Prime Minister and to other Israeli officials today, the daily toll that its military operations continue to take on innocent civilians remains too high.
He admits both sides are still too far apart. The race for the Democratic presidential nomination is getting smaller. Author and spiritualist Marianne Williamson is suspending her campaign after finishing a distant third place in the Nevada primary. Two men are under arrest after two American women accused them of sexual assault during a shore excursion during a carnival cruise. An Idaho man is scheduled to be executed at the end of the month, but is asking a federal court to put his lethal injection on hold. Thomas Creech wants a new clemency hearing after the previous one ended in a tie vote. This is ABC News. Taylor Swift's concert movie will soon come to a streaming service near you.
Nice to meet you. There was a blank space in the streaming world when it came to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour concert movie, so you just knew all too well we'd probably soon be able to watch it on one of the streaming services. Swift and Disney Plus announced Wednesday that the film will start streaming on Disney Plus March 15th. Then if you're ready for it, it'll feature five songs you didn't see in the theatrical or video-on-demand versions. The Eras Tour concert film is the highest-grossing movie of its kind. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
It could be the future of electric vehicles. On Friday, Electrify America will open a new indoor charging station near the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge, which allows drivers to relax in a lounge while their batteries fill up. Scientists say they've discovered the remains of a new winged dinosaur, which would have lived 166 million years ago. It was found on Scotland's Isle of Skye in 2006. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on News from the Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. And on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on News from the Center, WRCE, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin have a new website listing all online courses across the system's 13 campuses. The website lists more than 200 online programs and links to the campuses that offer the classes. The UW system is facing an $18 million deficit by this summer after years of declining enrollment and lower state aid. Four two-year branch campuses are closing. President Biden and Donald Trump are dead even in the latest Marquette Law School poll. Trump's up slightly when you add in third-party candidates who took a sizable chunk of the votes.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Pollster Charles Franklin spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Phoenix. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost 114-106 to the Phoenix Suns. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 34 points, but the team was shorthanded. Damian Lillard out with a sore ankle. Forward Chris Middleton left the game early with an ankle injury. Center Brooke Lopez out for personal reasons. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I thought we fought, hung in there. You knew at some point, you just felt at some point we wouldn't have enough offense on the floor.
Later, Rivers' press conference was interrupted.
Coach, I wanted to ask you too, like the Phoenix Suns, they kind of had some injury problems early in this season too, and they're looking a little bit fully more healthy now.
Fire alarm, we got to go, man. joking.
Turns out it wasn't a fire, just an alarm on a battery. College hoops, the Badgers are in Michigan to play the Wolverines. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile. He spent the last four seasons with the Miami Dolphins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky tonight. Low temperatures drop to the upper 30s. Showers around tomorrow, maybe some rumbles of thunder and staying breezy. Highs all the way to the mid-50s. Cooler for Friday and the weekend as high temperatures drop back from the 40s to the 30s. Right now it's 43.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allbald. Noon to 3 on Thursday, our guest is Keegan Kelly from Crack.com. Obscure sitcoms right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, didn't cut it.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
They are, Dega. You are right. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Right on. Hey, why don't we have Heather Keeler interviewing her son, who's a high school senior who just committed playing football at Northern State University. And let's take a listen to State Representative Heather Keeler and her son.
Thanks, Robert and Haley. I'm sitting here today in my favorite role, which is being a mom. I know that you guys have talked to me a lot about the work that I do, but honestly, I take the most pride in raising my kids. As many of you know, I've talked about it a lot. I have a senior, and being a senior mom is emotional. And today is an outstanding day for me and my son, DJ. Tell him what today is, Deej.
Today was my signing day, which is the next step in my journey. A big, very big, important step, making it official that I'm going to go to college to play football at Northern State University.
Going to play football. So you've been like a tri-sport athlete. And I kind of laugh because like growing up, we knew that you were going to be doing something athletic because your first word was ball.
Yeah.
Right? But talk to me a little bit and tell us a little bit about like what football has really meant to you from like your very early ages to your senior year.
Yeah. Well, I've always loved football. I've always loved every sport. I've been very competitive my whole life. So I just found love for the game just through my friends and just different experiences that I've had in the past. And luckily for me, I turned out to be good enough to play at a college level. So
yeah, and you had, how many offers did you end up getting?
I ended up with 7 offers, which is a blessing because some people don't even get one offer, and the fact that I had a choice to pick between 7 schools is a blessing.
It really is, and we talk a little bit about, I think the statistic is like 7% of high school athletes get the opportunity to play at college, and so
less than that,
yeah. So, I mean, it is really a true blessing, and I've been your mom for your whole life, and I've watched you work really, really hard at it. You have a chart in your room that you set goals, you know, so like just in the professional world, we talk a lot about setting goals and really working towards those. What were some of the goals that you set for yourself in your high school career?
Yeah, so pretty much in 7th grade, I had my mom give me a whiteboard, and I was just like, today I'm gonna just make my future plan and I'm gonna go after it, because one thing about me, I'm organized, and I like to be organized and setting my goals. So some things I had on my board were start varsity football, which I ended up doing.
2 years.
2 years. Start varsity basketball, which I ended up doing. 2 years. And then I had four things on my chart. One of them is be obsessed, which I feel like if you're not obsessed with what you do, you're not going to be the best at it. And another thing was small step forward every day, because you can't just get to the place you want to be just off of one day. It's small steps forward every day.
Mm. I like that because sometimes it's steps forward and steps back.
Yeah.
You know, it's making sure you keep going. Okay, what else did you have?
And it's not big steps forward, it's small steps, because you can't just take big leaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing that I had was do it for them. Then I have a bunch of pictures of my younger self and my family on there. So every day I wake up, I look at my board, it's do it for them. And then my last thing was never be satisfied. So if you really want to reach your goals, then you can never be satisfied. So I just always have to remind myself that.
I think that's good, because those are all things that will work in other parts of your life. Like, it played out really well in sports. But, I mean, if you think about moving forward, what are you going to college for?
I'm going for business and sports marketing.
Yes, sports marketing. I love that. I did an emphasis in sports as well. And I think it's important to go into a career that, like, you have deep passions about. And obviously, like, you have deep passions about athletics. So this is Native Roots Radio. And so let's talk a little bit about, you know, being an Indigenous athlete, and what are some things you did? You know, I know we smudged before football games, but talk a little bit about, you know, how being Native in this world and in athletics have kind of played out for you.
Yeah, well, being Native is obviously, it's not something around this area that I have a lot of friends, but my junior season, I had one friend that was Native. So before every game, me, him, and my mom, Heather, would always go smudge before a game. And I feel like that helped, like, cleanse our minds and get us prepared for just whatever comes next. And then also, I feel like it's very, being Native is very, what would you say, like, a blessing, like, spiritually? Like, it helps me get connected to the spiritual, like, part, the other half of the game. Because it's not always about how you play. It's about your mental part of the game. So smudging before the game helped me get my mental part of the game ready.
That's a good answer. You know, I smudge every day before I go into session, kind of for the same reasons. Like,
yeah.
It's one thing to go out and do the work. It's another thing to stay, like, holistically grounded in some of those really hard spaces. So you're going to Northern. They're the Wolves. You're super excited. What's your position?
I'm a wide receiver.
I think you're the best, just because I'm your mom. I get to say that. So if there was some advice you could give to your younger self, you know, think about that DJ that was like fifth grade, eighth grade, and it was like, just sometimes those days are kind of tough. Like, what's some advice you would give to the younger version of yourself?
Some advice I would give was never give up, because I was pretty good in like fifth, sixth grade, but then middle school, I kind of started struggling a little bit. I had an injury in eighth grade, which I missed a couple games and I didn't really get any playing time. And that's when I pretty much was like, okay, I just want to play basketball. Basketball mm-hmm. was my main sport. And then something just that summer, just talking to Coach Feeney, I was like, yeah, like, football, this is meant for me. Like, I think I can go places in football. So if I would have gave up, if I would have quit that eighth grade summer, then I wouldn't be here today doing what I'm doing. So just never give up, work hard, and be yourself.
That's so true. Thanks, DJ. You know, publicly, I talk a lot about my work, but I do really take a lot of pride in you. And I'm so, so, so proud of you. I know there's a lot of community members just in our own community and in our region that have watched you, too. Real quick, before we wrap up and send it back over to Robert and Haley, you had the best game-winning shot this year in basketball.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are some of the real high-level fun points of your senior year in athletics?
That shot, definitely. And I feel like this team, this basketball team I'm on, can go all the way. So we haven't even hit the highest points yet.
Yeah, so you got that season left, heading off to college, senior year. I just want to remind everybody, Cobell Scholarship is open. There's a lot of Native American scholarships out there. I'll work with Native Roots Radio, Robert, Haley. We can get some stuff online so that individuals heading off to college can be prepared and have some financial opportunities as well. Bye. Thanks, Robert and Haley.
Hey, thank you, State Representative Heather Keeler and her son. Up next, Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin. And also, today's a special day, too, before we swing it over to the commercials, huh, Haley?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, not only is it college signing day for seniors playing football, but it's National Girls and Women's Day in Sports.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back with Arvina Martin.
Stay with us.
Oh.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Life can be hectic. Sometimes the pressure can feel like too much, and the emotions can be overwhelming. Hennepin County's COPE Mobile Crisis Response is here to listen and help you find a way through whatever is going on in your life. Call 612-596-1223 for no-cost crisis support anytime, anywhere in Hennepin County. That number is 612-596-1223.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, before we get to our friend Arvina, there's a couple things we want to just take care of real quick. Haley, we got that big happenings where meet and greet, and we get to hang out with people like Matt McNeil and our friend with the 10 o'clock scary show. And yeah. Why don't you give a quick shout out to our listeners out there.
Absolutely. Well, February, like we talked about yesterday, is Listener Appreciation Month here on AM 950, which is our home station. And we just want to say a big thank you and Pinagigi Miigwech Wopila to everyone, all of our listeners out there for tuning into the show, whether it's this year or all 7 years is really amazing. And you can win prizes all month by liking posts on Facebook, signing up for AM 950's e-newsletter, and calling into our local shows. Prizes include really great gift cards to restaurants, listener appreciation events, like the one that'll be happening on the 13th, I believe, next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we just want to say a big thank you to everyone out there.
Right on. Hey, without any further ado, just a second here. Had to clear my voice there. Now I sound normal. Without any further ado, you know, you didn't know I could speak French, did you there, Haley?
I didn't.
No. Hey, we have our friend Arvina Martin, president of Merge Wisconsin, and always great to see you, and always love our conversations. And we have a whole Ho-Chunk show now.
Yay for Ho-Chunk Wednesdays. Thanks for having me.
Exactly.
Good to see you, Arvina.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, so before we get to the heavy stuff, Arvina, I'm a Swiftie, so I just wanted to throw that out there. And what's your feelings here? We got a big football game, and she just won a couple of Grammys, and I don't know. I'm a big fan.
I respect what Taylor Swift puts out and her, that she's a great artist. She's just not – that's not my jam. There's some of her songs that I like, but, you know, I appreciate that all that she's accomplished, and she's clearly talented. And, you know, and lots of my friends like her, just doesn't scratch that musical itch for me, but, you know, I appreciate her. And also, you know, good for her for supporting her partner, and, you know, forget all those other, all the people out there who get mad that she's on TV for 25 seconds. Like, she can't help it.
Yeah, right. Well, I knew you'd have some something good to say about her. I don't really listen to her music, but I like her politics, and I like how she can, with a magic wand, get 65,000 people to register to vote in a good way.
I hope that she can use that magic wand to get Kansas City to change their name.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and then there's 49ers is not a native friendly name either, if we want to get.
No, not really. I actually don't know if I'm even going to watch the Super Bowl this year. I was really hyped for the Lions, you know, some good old fashioned NFC North pride, some black and blue division. And boy, it was disappointing when they didn't make it. But what a run they had.
Well, and your Packers, too. I got to give you a lot of credit. I think in the beginning of the year when they first played the Minnesota Vikings, I thought they would win three games, and they just got better and better and better. And they were the youngest team, I think, ever to be average age to be in the playoffs.
I believe their average age was 25.3 or something like that. Like, that's those are babies.
That's Haley's age.
Exactly.
Shoot. Yeah. Well, they had a good season and ended up, you know, getting a taste with the young ones, getting a taste of playoffs. That's all it takes to get.
Well, I'm hoping that where things are right now, we can restore the NFC North to proper glory with the Packers and the Lions. And then, you know, maybe the Vikings, too, coming on up to get out of their own way.
I was waiting to see who you were adding to that. Yes.
Oh,
I guess I'm going to have to take back that Vikings jersey I bought for you. So next time I see you, I'll give it to Haley instead. Well, let's get to business here. Some national stuff here. The border. Senate Republicans blocking a bipartisan border bill that even the Border Patrol put a stamp on it saying, this is great. This is exactly what we want.
From what I'm to understand, it was a very conservative bill, but, you know, did fix the issues, or at least was a step forward in fixing some of the issues at the border. And I don't claim to know everything there is about what's happening at the border, but I do know that there does need to be something done. And, you know, we all know who put the kibosh on this piece of legislation. He's orange and he has cotton candy hair and he's running for president. You know, it's hard. I mean, and this is the kind of thing that makes people be skeptical of politics, is that, you know, clearly he's trying to run on this being the most important issue, but then is actually stopping progress because he wants to keep it an issue. I mean, I think he said that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he say that there are like 300,000 people that have died because of, you know, and I'm taking his stats with a boulder of salt, but then to say, okay, but we're just going to let it go for the next year until I'm president again, and then I'll fix it. That's the reason why people get so skeptical about politics and politicians. You know, they see people playing games like this, and the whole Republican legislative caucus and the federal government is going with it.
Right. Well, and the bill is set up by a really conservative Republican and, of course, a Democrat. And he's miffed. And now all of a sudden he's a bad guy because he's doing his job and doing what he said he was going to run on. And that's, securing the border or working on the border. And so I believe, and this is just my opinion, is that not only is chaos, if you've ever read the book, Art of War, chaos is part of the strategy. So part of me thinks, these guys are really not very smart. And the other part of me is going, they know what they're doing. So this with this chaos, and they're not hiding it. What do you think, Arvina?
I mean, I think it's clear that they're not hiding it. everybody seems to be pretty blatant about it and seems to be proud. Oh, Trump said we can't support this, so we're not supporting it. I think it kind of backfires in the sense that people are seeing how you really are and seeing that you're willing to give up things that you believe in because Trump says so, and you have to kiss his ring. It makes me really angry to see. And I hope that people don't fall for it. I like to believe that everybody can see through it. But, there's a lot of people that don't and take it at face value. And we know that nothing that Trump does or, the congressional Republicans, it's not at face value. There's always another shoe to drop.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin, Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin. And we're talking to you directly from Madison, right?
Yep, I'm in Madison.
Mad City, as they used to call it when I lived there.
Missing my son Ho-Chunk Way is doing his signing today. And he's a football player. I believe he's a linebacker at Baraboo High School. And he's going to be coming your way. So make sure you get to some Hamline University football games next fall and cheer on John Bodine II.
Right on. Ooh. And I'm right by Hamline University, so I could ride my bicycle there, no problem. So keep us reminded, and Haley and I will do a remote from there.
Yeah, and maybe I can join you too and meet Haley in person.
I know. We haven't met yet, which is just crazy. We're probably related, so.
Exactly. Probably. Well, We want to keep you another segment here, and I don't know if you've been staying on top of this, but we had former South Dakota Representative Ruth Buffalo on a couple days ago, and we talked a little bit about what's happening with Governor Noem in North Dakota, and I want to hear what you have to say about that, because I don't know if she... is she going to be Trump's vice president? In the way she's acting and talking, she sounds like a bad example of Trump.
Oh, God, I hope not. I hope not.
Hey, we're here with Arvina Martin and Haley Cherry, and this is Native Roots Radio, and this is a Ho-Chunk show today here in this segment, these two segments. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. They can reach a deal. That from Secretary of State Antony Blinken about a ceasefire and hostage release agreement in the Israel-Hamas war.
As I said to the Prime Minister and to other Israeli officials today, the daily toll that its military operations continue to take on innocent civilians remains too high.
He admits both sides are still too far apart. The race for the Democratic presidential nomination is getting smaller. Author and spiritualist Marianne Williamson is suspending her campaign after finishing a distant third place in the Nevada primary. Two men are under arrest after two American women accused them of sexual assault during a shore excursion during a carnival cruise. An Idaho man is scheduled to be executed at the end of the month, but is asking a federal court to put his lethal injection on hold. Thomas Creech wants a new clemency hearing after the previous one ended in a tie vote. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. It was Saturday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
She says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky tonight. Low temperatures drop to the upper 30s. Showers around tomorrow, maybe some rumbles of thunder and staying breezy. Highs all the way to the mid-50s. Cooler for Friday and the weekend as high temperatures drop back from the 40s to the 30s. It's 42 right now.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on News from the Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. And on the Civic Media app.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, there are great friends there in Minneapolis, and we love going over there. And hey, we are with Irvina Martin, who is Executive Director of Emerge Wisconsin. But also, I got to give a quick shout out. If you don't know, Irvina was the first Native American city council member in the city of Madison. That just makes the city of Madison that much more cooler. Irvina, welcome. I love that city, and I was just there a couple times the last 2 weeks. Oh, you're muted. Irvina, can you hear me? You're muted somehow.
I muted myself accidentally. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah, but thank you again for having me. Sorry, I'm adjusting. For those of you who are watching, I'm adjusting myself you know, so sorry about that for a second.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you have been following that or keeping up on that all, but it's just totally bizarre. And that Governor Noem is saying all these things. And then finally, the tribe just said, thanks, but no thanks. You are now no longer invited to ever come into our reservation area.
Yikes. I mean, I can't imagine being an elected official and then having somebody say, you can't come here, you know, you've screwed me over or won't play fair or whatever, you know, however you want to put it, and then say you can't come. I kind of think that's a show of failure of her leadership if she's got people that can't even engage with her anymore because, you know, she's not being fair and playing and working with people and consulting as she's supposed to.
Well, I think what put him over the edge too is Noem suggested last week that the state send razor wire and security personnel to Texas. Also, she said drug cartels are responsible for murders on the reservations and that they're affiliated with a gang called Ghost Dancers. So these kind of things put our Lakota Dakota brothers and sisters over the edge with her.
Oh, absolutely. I had not heard about that, but, you know, it's pretty lousy to kind of scapegoat the communities that you're serving and try to make things out like it's something that's been brought on by themselves or anything like that. You know, it's that's not leadership. It's not.
No. And good on them for Pine Ridge saying thanks, but no thanks. Hey, Arvina.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey,
Arvina, it's always a good time now. To talk about what you want to talk about and give us some updates on what you're doing and what's happening in the state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, we're still trucking along at the moment. We're still waiting for a decision to come out maybe next month or understand what the maps are going to look like for our fall elections. We want to know sooner rather than later, because it takes time to plan and a run for office, especially one at the state level. And, you know, the candidates have to start collecting signatures in May. So that really isn't that far off. And you know, it's very nerve-wracking to not know what's happening when people are anxious to make decisions and you want to see how things are kind of shaking out. You know, November is not that far from now. May is even less far from now. So, you know, we're all kind of on pins and needles over here waiting to hear about that.
I know our sister, Trisha Zunker, was Jerry the Mandered the heck out of her. I hope that these kind of movements in districting can help somebody like Trisha or anybody out there for that matter, because the person she was going against who eventually won, and Trisha did a great job, by the way, of that uphill battle. You know, we have to hope that things like that are better in our neighboring state.
Yeah. And so for the record, this lawsuit that wouldn't change the congressional lines, but would change state legislative lines. So unfortunately, you know, the congressional district that Trisha ran for so valiantly and ably, you know, is going to remain. But there are lots of other people like Trisha who are getting, you know, gerrymandered out of seats across the state, and even ones that still live in that district. You know, their districts are so gerrymandered that it's not a fair segment of the population, and that, you know, everything skews so far to the right now. When if you have, you know, balanced legislative districts, you know, everything gets more moderate, and because you have to be able to work with both sides. And, you know, I really think that gerrymandering and ending gerrymandering is the first step in, you know, trying to change this polarization that we are facing so much here in the U.S. and in Wisconsin, and you know, hopefully with new lines we'll have more representatives who are actually representing the interests of their districts and not the artificial interests of a district that was created in order to be as conservative as possible.
As you probably know, I drive to Black River once a week and sometimes more, and go down 94 into Wisconsin. And something that just kind of came up around mile marker 10 or a little before that is a big sign that says "Vote Democrat" because they're for the people. And it's
absolutely
cool to see, because I remember in 2016. I would go to small towns or any little towns in Minnesota and see just Trump paraphernalia everywhere.
Yeah. Well, and I live in my nice Madison bubble where, you know, basically everybody is, you know, is liberal. There are conservatives here, but, you know, you don't see a lot of Trump signs. And I actually last weekend had driven up to Stockbridge to visit some of my Stockbridge relatives, and going through some of the smaller towns and seeing giant Trump signs was a bit jarring to me. Mm. And you know, and is a reminder that not everything is my Madison liberal haven, that there are other folks out there.
I always like to tell people, and I don't know, of course I stole this, but thank goodness land doesn't vote, because the farther away you get from the big buildings, the less dense it is. And thank goodness land doesn't vote, because it might look like the whole area is red, but there's maybe 100 or 1,000 people there, as opposed to the strength we have in the inner cities.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, conservatives like to throw those maps around and say, look at the majority of the country supports, you know, this. And, you know, if you combine what the city of Los Angeles and the city of New York, like how many more voters or how many more people live in those two cities than in, you know, the Dakotas or Montana, or, you know, and not to denigrate the folks that live there or people who live in rural areas. I mean, that your voice is just as important. But when assuming, you know, that the geography is that it's populated the same, that, you know, that means that more people support conservative candidates, you know, it's not good data. It's a misinterpretation of the data. And it can be very, very frustrating. Also, the conservatives don't like it when you point out struggling with language a little bit, but how much fewer people live in those areas. Like once you actually kind of call it out, it's pretty glaring.
Yeah, well, we have a problem here in Minnesota that some of our national reps that are Republican that tried to vote things down, and then they come back to their constituents as heroes because the bill passed and it helps their area, but they were voting against it. And there's, you know, people don't pay as much attention as probably you, me, and Haley, and people on these stations that we're on or listen to us, and they don't know the difference that, you know, we have politicians up north that are taking credit for bills that they voted against.
Absolutely. And I actually like that President Biden has started calling that out and calling out, you know, saying, oh, yeah, and doing it in those Congress people's districts. So going to where they are and say, yeah, we got all this money for you. Too bad your guy didn't support it, you know. And unfortunately, I think we need to keep calling that out, because otherwise people aren't acting on accurate information and aren't able to make their informed choice the way that they should be able to.
Right. And I when you were talking, I was just thinking too, when the big strike was on and no president ever in the history came to support the union worker, as me being a former high school teacher, I'm a union person through and through. And then Trump had fake people there in a non-union place, and he paid like $20,000 for this whole escapade there in Michigan.
I mean, that is just so indicative of the two candidates who are running for president, the presumptive nominees from each party, Joe Biden going out there and getting on the line with striking auto workers, and Trump going and doing stuff with scabs and talking about, the things that really only benefit people at the very top of those corporate structures. I mean, he's not there for the workers. And I'm in a union for the very first time. I've always been a big union believer, but now I'm a member as well. So, people standing with workers and the people that actually make our economy run are the kinds of folks that we need in office.
Exactly. And I know we're going to take off here, and we really appreciate you coming on as always. I just want to say, too, that when the middle class started disappearing in the 80s is when unions started disappearing. And so they go hand in hand. And, people need to get paid what they deserve. We don't need billionaires running around. And change the tax brackets that was changed during Reagan era. And yeah. Go back to those old taxes ways and things will be a lot better. Arvina.
Absolutely.
Pinigigi for being on as always.
Yes. And thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org.
Let's live and let howl.
Are you thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota Private Colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment, and no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Oh, look at that bee for bison there on your hat there. That thing's really glowing. Hey, we have Bob Blake from Red Lake, owner of the Solar Bear and native CEO of Native Sun, and just all-around cool guy. And we are here with the Solar Bear with the Solar News.
Hey, how's it going, Robert? We have got some really good news in the Solar News with the Solar Bear. I want to start out with electric vehicle infrastructure, Robert, could generate 160,000 jobs, Robert, over, you know, just on the build out. This is just on the build out, could generate 160,000 jobs across the country, just on the electric vehicle build out. So this is really, this is really huge news. And I also want to say that I spoke with the tribal convenience store, you know, association. There's like a tribal convenience store association, I believe what they're called. And they are really interested in, like, you know, at least partnering, you know, in getting more of these EVs out into tribal country. So I think that's a really good, you know, exciting news around electric vehicles. And I'll be speaking on a panel in Pechanga, California at the Department of Indian Energy on EVs. And we've been having our planning sessions on that. And just hearing all the cool things from these other tribal entities and nations around the country right now on this, like, you know, joint, like, you know, planning and little program we're going to put on out there at the conference are is really exciting. So I wanted to share that with everybody because I thought that was a really cool statistic I saw. And I was like, are you kidding me? How many jobs? And then they showed me the statistics and the folks behind it. And I was like, I can get behind that, Robert. I can really get behind that.
I know in Ho-Chunk we call them C-stores, and I always go on, C-stores? What's that? And it's, oh, convenience stores. So that's, I guess, the slang for us here in Wisconsin is they're called C-stores. And, you know, a lot of them are by casinos and areas that people load up on gas and swag and might as well get their car charged.
And I also want to mention here in the state of Minnesota, today's the first day, Robert. Today's the first day that you can apply for an electric vehicle rebate with the state of Minnesota. So last legislative session, you know, our wonderful politicians here in the state of Minnesota, part of the climate plan was to be able to, you know, give some incentives for individuals to purchase new or used $2,500, I believe it's for new, and $600 for a used vehicle. Whether and Robert, I want to make this clear to everybody, whether it be a hybrid or all electric, they could still qualify for this. And it's out there now. It's up. It just happened today. So, hey, but everyone out there, if you purchased a vehicle, now I purchased a Mitsubishi Outlander PHEV this last year. So I'll be able to qualify for this $2,500, not to mention the $7,500 that I already got in federal on my vehicle. So it's like $10,000 I got off my new vehicle.
Right on. And I remember when we went to Iowa, we always refer back to our glory days with when you were working for AM 950 or Native Roots Radio for a day, that you had a hybrid when we went down there.
We did. We were getting 70 miles an hour to the gallon going down to Iowa. And I was the grip. I was the key grip. I was.
That's boy, too.
Another really cool, this is for Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Let me just jump in real quick. You were not only the key grip, but I want to, like, say we were giving out T-shirts, and Bob gave out a T-shirt Amy Klobuchar, who is running for president, and gave her the resist shirt, and we got a picture with her, and I'm going, the irony of this is we're kind of resisting Amy, and she's got my shirt. But go ahead, Bob.
Well, you know, it was interesting because, you know, there were other politicians that were coming by, and I was just kind of like, can we get one of those resist shirts? And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And, oh, yes. So I was like this, you know, I didn't want to turn down anybody. But, hey, in Wisconsin, Rivian, I love those trucks, by the way. I don't know who are all Rivian owners out there, but, man, y'all got some bad trucks. I love those trucks. Anyways, Rivian is opening up their first service center in Wisconsin, in southeastern Wisconsin. So I think that that is some really cool news that Rivian is expanding their reach. And those trucks to me are just, you know, some of the coolest vehicles that are out there on the road right now.
Can you explain to our audience what
Rivian is an electric vehicle truck maker. And that's kind of what they're specifically focusing in on, is that kind of midsize SUV, so to speak. It's really, really a cool looking vehicle, but it's an all electric. I think the engineering they put into that is just really, really cool. And I really like Rivian, and they're, of course, you know, they're made here in the United States. And so, they have a really good product. And
Elon Musk's trucks, didn't they kind of look like a bad drawing that I would have drew like in when I was 5 years old or something? Have you seen those trucks that they've designed?
Yeah, I actually passed one up about a week ago when I was driving
too fast
up to St. Cloud. And it was all silver. Robert, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to fly. I don't know. it really looks, it almost looks like a space age, like it should be on Mars or should be on the moon, but Rivian is a little less in your face. It looks more, you know, kind of, acceptable, so to speak, but hey, you know what, to each his own. Yeah. I mean, if you're driving an electric vehicle, I think no matter how it looks, I think is good. It's good for the planet, and it's good for the environment. And so I'm kind of like okay with it.
Well, I agree with one of our listeners, Etta. She said scammer, and I feel like Elon Musk is a scammer. But yeah, you're right. Electric, that's moved to electric, and get off Twitter and X.
I think that one cool thing about a lot of these electric vehicles is that what's going to happen, everyone, is they're going to get cheaper, they're going to get less expensive, they're going to be everywhere. And the other part about this is that, you know, it's going to help us wean ourselves off of fossil fuels, which is the main contributor to greenhouse gases, which is causing climate change. And we all see what's happening in Southern California and Los Angeles and around the world right now. So this is going to take all of us. And that was the solar news with the solar bear.
Hell, I was just saying, hell, here in Minnesota, it's April weather here and should be below zero, and it's 55 degrees. So everywhere. Hey, big peeny geegee to the solar bear with the solar news. Thank you much, Bob. Bob Blake from Red Lake. I always like to say that. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you're part of the resistance. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The Supreme Court tomorrow takes up a case that could decide if Donald Trump